John 3, starting at verse 16 to verse 21. Hear the word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. And our focus this morning is verse 18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And especially the first half of that, he who believes in him is not condemned. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, do you like living with uncertainty? Maybe that seems like an odd question to you. Who wants to live with uncertainty? We all want more certainty in life, not less. Especially in this COVID-inspired age that we live in, an age full of fake news and conspiracy theories, and you don't know what side they come from or what to believe sometimes. We want something firm that we can stand on. We want to be able to move forward. We don't want to be in a holding pattern in our mind, torn between doubt and uncertainty, not wondering where to go or what to do next. But there may be times that you actually do prefer uncertainty. For instance, if you had heard a rumor that someone that you admired had done something sinful, would you dare to go and ask? Imagine if you didn't really know the person in question all that well. Would you dare to go and ask, or would you prefer to just live in uncertainty? Sometimes it's easier not to disrupt. Or closer to home, what about your own life? What about your own sins? We all pray for forgiveness of sins, but how much time do we spend dwelling on them? How much do we want to know about them? How certain do we want to be about our wickedness by nature? Or would we prefer to just leave it alone? Sometimes it's easier to have uncertainty, or ideally ignorance. Sometimes it's easier not to know. Well, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ changed all of that. He is the light that came into the world, and he came to people who were living in darkness, the darkness of sin. Yeah, it says, verse 17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. That's an interesting word choice, this word condemn. He uses the word condemn. He doesn't use the word judge. Now, Jesus did come into the world to judge the world. He says that clearly in John 9, verse 39. He came into this world for judgment. But the word judgment gives the idea that there's two possible options that come out of that, right? Either you're condemned or you are acquitted. And so Jesus did come into the world to judge the world, but verse 17 says that God's primary purpose in sending his Son was not to condemn people living in darkness. It was not to declare them guilty. That was not the primary reason that Jesus came into the world, to send people to hell, to punish them. Instead, the reason he came was to save. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, there are certain issues that polarize people. For the younger members, if you don't know what that word means, when there is something that polarizes people, that means that it divides them into two groups, right? And a good example is all the discussions surrounding things like the COVID vaccine, or as it's coming up to us now, vaccine mandates. It's a very polarizing issue, also in some parts of our church community. Some people think you're crazy if you get vaccinated. Other people think you're crazy if you don't get vaccinated. And sometimes they can argue in a very heated way with each other. Entire church communities in parts of the world have been divided over this. But when we let those kinds of issues divide us, we are losing perspective. We've lost our focus on Jesus and replaced it with a medical issue. That's wrong. We should never forget that the one thing that polarizes the one who is the most polarizing is not an issue but a person. It is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is the light that has come into the world, and his life has shown to the whole world the kind of righteousness that God requires. His life and words expose the sin that exists in even the holiest lives. Everyone who is confronted with him must believe and repent of their deeds. And that faith does not come naturally. People by nature prefer darkness over light. The problem is not that the light is unavailable. The problem is that people don't want to know. They don't want to know. They don't want to have their deeds exposed. Verse 20 says, "Everyone practicing evil hates the light, does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." In other words, that person who does not come to the light does not believe in Christ. He or she remains in sin. And says our text, "He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And when it says that, that is not a future verdict. That is a present verdict. If you have not repented, if you have not put your trust in Jesus Christ, then you stand under condemnation this very morning. Then the wrath of God rests on you this very morning. Then his verdict over your life this very morning already is guilty as charged. And then your judge is waiting for you. But it doesn't have to be that way. Our text, verse 18, says, "He who believes in him is not condemned." There are people who come to the light, people who do not hide from God's verdict, but who are willing to step into the light and who do so acknowledging that what is happening in them is God's word. When you work, when you step into the light, when you're able to see what God's word says about your life and your sins, that already is God's grace and God's work in your life. That repentance is already evidence of his hand in you. And then people respond to that. Then they want the world to see. Then their primary motivation doesn't become to hide their own deeds, but to expose God's deeds. And that's why our passage uses this word, doing the truth. Doing the truth in verse 21. Doing the truth means to act faithfully. It means to act honorably. It means to respond in line with what God has done in their lives. Today, we're celebrating the Lord's Supper. And that sacrament is the verdict over our darkness. At this table, our sins are condemned. When the bread is broken, it represents the breaking of the body of Christ as he was tortured and crucified. When the wine is poured out, it represents the blood that ran down his body and stained the cross before dripping from his feet onto the ground. That was only the physical part. The truly hellish part was being forsaken by God. That's the penalty that sin deserves. So if you go up this morning to celebrate the Lord's Supper, you are stepping into the light. You are acknowledging your guilt. You are acknowledging that this is the punishment that your sins deserve. And Canons of Dort, Chapter 5, Article 5 states that even though we are believers, our sins still greatly offend God. They still incur the guilt of death. And so that means that every time that we sin, we still deserve death. It doesn't mean that we receive death, But we do deserve death for what we do. By God's grace, we do not receive that death, but we do deserve it. And so our guilt is before us, and the verdict is terrible. We need saving. But when you come to the table, you are also acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the one, the only one who can take your sin, your guilt away. The Lord's Supper exposes our sin and guilt in this light, but it also shows us where to go with it. By eating and by drinking, we acknowledge that only Christ can deal with our sin. And He has. He has. He was condemned for us so that we could be acquitted. So, brothers and sisters, come into the light. Come into the light, not to prove how good we are, because we're not, but to show that what has been done in us has been done by God. And then we may also know that through the supper, He does not only call us, He equips us. He equips us for a new life in His service. He strengthens us spiritually. And that we can go from this table acknowledging that this too is a work of God. So let's come into the light this morning. Amen.